Now, train services between Dublin and Cork will double at peak times within the next 3 to 5 years, Irish Rail has said. Journey times in the route are expected to shorten as well to under 2 hours within 10 years under the same improvement plan. This is all part of a much wider proposal, wider program to improve the frequency and speed of trains on all intercity services countrywide and ultimately, eventually, electrify them. With me on the line is Barry Kenny of Irish Rail to explain all this. Barry, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good. It all sounds great. This is part of the €5.2 million package of studies to determine how, when and what cost improvements can be made. And you're looking to make a lot of changes over the next decade, shall we say?
Yeah, I mean, we were very ambitious as well for the service. Thankfully, we're seeing record demand, but obviously record demand brings its own challenges in terms of further expansion that's needed to allow more people to use the service. We have the existing National Development Plan, which is going to sort of increase the capacity of our infrastructure at some of those bottlenecks on the approaches to Dublin, which in turn will allow us run more trains on national routes, and indeed with our fleet investment there is going to free up some carriages for more use elsewhere around the country. But we need to, infrastructures, you know, it's a lifetime investment. It's way more than a lifetime if you take our rail network is here over 190 years at this stage. And it is about looking beyond that to see what are the kind of early interventions and what are the, you know, reasonably modest interventions that can get us more service and more frequency. So that is why, as we get that benefit in fleet and network capacity, we can start to look at things like a half hourly service at peak on Cork Dublin, because we have very, very busy trains on that hourly service at the moment. And then look elsewhere, kind of what we need to do beyond that in terms of, you know, how we get higher speeds on some of our routes, how we move to electrification, because ultimately all transport needs to decarbonise, and how we get the intercity network towards that as well. And ultimately get to things like Fort Kerry, for example. You know, we have obviously 2 hour services every 2 hours at the moment. You know, how do we build towards an hourly service there, both for, you know, local type travel, you know, within the county and indeed in between Kerry and Cork and Dublin facing journeys as well.
The target is to make it possible to travel by train between Dublin and Cork. Let's say it's a service that Kerry people would use in just 90 minutes. That's the ultimate target. Is it?
It is, and that's going to be a kind of a longer term process, because what you need to do right now, we have, you know, we've a best journey time of about 2 hours 15, which is an express service. We have one service that delivers that. Most of our services are in around the 2.5 hours between Cork and Dublin, and we have a maximum speed on that line of 160 kilometres per hour, is about 100 miles an hour. What we want to do is get, as was kind of build that over the years, to get that to be a 200 kilometre per hour route, and that certainly on those, if you like, kind of express services, you can get, you know, really kind of quite dramatic journey time reduction. I think kind of an early target would be to get us towards the 2 hours, which would be, we have a very, I think, competitive journey time both for Kerry and Cork as it stands, and those journey times have improved over the years. But to get that kind of core corridor of Dublin-Cork, which of course benefits Kerry and Limerick as well, to at least a 2 hour journey time, and work to get beyond that as well as we kind of go later into the programme. Our horizon here, by the way, is up to 2050 in terms of what we need to do, but you know, certainly in the shorter term, get to that 2 hour level will be hugely attractive for people and get more people onto the service, on top of what is thankfully a record demand at the moment as well.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of that though, then that's great for Cork. I know, and we'll talk in a moment about the bus transfers and what's happening this weekend. I know a lot of work's been done on the Mallow to Cork section of the line at the moment, as part of wider works that are in Cork. The Mallow to Tralee line, where is that on the agenda? I understand the speed of that is 70 kilometres an hour now. It goes slow. People have to wait. People feel we're at the end of the line in terms of development upgrades and increasing frequency and increasing speed.
No, well, it's a better than you described there. It's miles per hour there for that one. So it's 110 for the most part in terms of 110 kilometres an hour for the most part in terms of Mallow to Lee with some restrictions. I suppose the reason that you do focus on Dublin Cork and speeds is because it benefits everybody. It will, you know, take a chunk of time out of the Tralee to Dublin service and indeed the Tralee to Cork service as well. And if you're prioritising investment, you do want to do it in a way that can, you know, get the maximum benefit as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
exactly. But beyond that, as I say, you know, as we free up more trains then from our investments, and indeed as we move towards looking at kind of new fleets and alternative power for the kind of decarbonisation, is about getting more trains as well. You know, we could be looking at in a kind of, you know, probably, you know, that kind of hourly service pattern between Tralee and Mallow is something you'd be kind of looking at within a kind of a 6 to 7 year time scale, with the necessary investment, with the necessary infrastructure. Obviously, that wouldn't be kind of one big bang. That would be something that we'd build towards over time. But that would be our ambition there, to continue the investment in fleet that frees up the intercity trains that we currently, like, we basically use some intercity trains right now on Dublin commuter services because we have to, because we've no alternative, we don't have other capacity to use. But when we get the new Dark Plus trains in, they'll be freed up to do the roles that they should be doing on intercity routes like the Kerry route and allow us to build more capacity in there.
Will Mallow Tralee take a line upgrade? Will the track have to be replaced?
I mean, if you want to get some dramatically improved speeds there, you would look at things like alignment, really, in terms of what speeds. You have to look also at level crossings, where we have a lot of user-operated level crossings. That is an impact on line speeds as well. We have done a lot of work on that. We had, in the kind of the start of this century, in the 2000, we had about over 2,000 level crossings on our network. We have about 860 now. So it's one of those kind of projects that happens away in the background where we are kind of consistently closing level crossings on a kind of, you know, risk assessment basis to allow us to improve those line speeds. So you do need to do infrastructure works to get improved speeds. But as I say, I think kind of certainly in the more immediate term, the focus will be in the Dublin Cork corridor because it helps so many of the routes, Kerry, Limerick and Cork indeed. So.
Yeah. Okay, Barry, when it comes to the works that have been done now, and I think over the next number of months for Cork to Mallow, a lot of bus transfers involved for people travelling from Tralee to Cork. Is that right? Including this weekend?
It is, that's right. And as well, this is a project that is going very well. What we are doing is, in the Cork area, commuter rail project, we're going to treble the capacity for trains, and again that will benefit Kerry as well, between Mallow and Cork, and indeed between on the three commuter lines in the Cork area as part of those works. So what we have been doing as part of that is that the signalling works, there's track works towards Middleton, and the new platform that's already completed in Kent Station itself. So what we have at the moment, I suppose, is we've been doing a lot of evening works between Mallow and Cork. We have this weekend, as you mentioned, kind of Cork to Mallow is closed. We're doing signalling works. We're also doing bridge renewal and embankment works as well. So for Saturday and Sunday, people travelling between Kerry and Cork, we will have bus transfers in place between Mallow and Cork for that weekend. We will be doing further works as that project goes along into 2026. But by the end of 2026, the full network will have been upgraded between Mallow and Cork as part of the Cork Area Commuter Rail, allowing us to run a lot more trains on that section. And obviously, that's something that we can look at and how that interacts with services to and from Kerry as well.
Okay, Barry, just a separate issue. It's something that's come up before, and it actually came up in a recent municipal district meeting here in Kerry. Councillors calling for Irish Rail to meet with them, not happy with the length of time it's taken for plans for the car park at Farran 4 train station to be upgraded. Will you be meeting with them? Will Irish Rail be meeting with the councillors to talk about it?
Absolutely. We would be delighted. I always want to work with councils to understand the requirements there. We have had, I think, been engaging with the NTA overall on our investment programme for car parks. It's not funded at the moment for Farran 4. We are doing a full review on the capacities of our car parks right around the network as we speak to see where the priorities are, and we'll work with the NTA again, and as they're happy to detail that and indeed understand maybe some of the options that exist in the Farran 4 area for further car parking as well.
Okay. Okay, so you'll be meeting with the councillors talking about all that and unveiling your plans such as they are, but no money there at the moment.
Not right now. We're funded under capital programme. It's primarily through the National Transport Authority. We look at kind of on a prioritised basis where we need car parking spaces, and also the practicalities. You don't always have spaces there, but I think there is potential in the Farm Four area to expand that further. We're doing a survey of usage, of the kind of usage that we're seeing in our car parks around the network, to inform a revised car park plan and strategy. And it won't just be car park focused. It'll be about other forms of access to the station as well. And Farm Four will be included in that review.
Okay. All right, Barry. But the overall advice is, if you're travelling this weekend or over the next few weeks or months, you need to check the website to see what's happening on the lines, because there is work going on.
You do. I mean, certainly this weekend, as you say, now we don't have further weekend works affecting Mallow to Cork for the rest of this year, but we will soon, after this weekend, but we will soon be publishing our plans for that, for our works for 2026. We'll let you know all about that when that comes out, so people can give have a basically full year preview of when we'll be doing those works. It does disrupt people, and we apologise for that, but it is going to deliver a far more effective network that can let us run a lot more trains, which we hope is something that people will welcome.
Okay, all right, Barry, thanks for joining talk to us about that, and joining us on the line is Barry Kenny there of Irish Rail. If you have a view on what he had to say on that, on the plans for increased services, increased frequency, increased speed, he says they're reacting to the record numbers of people they have travelling on the trains, and Mallow Tralee being a clear focus for us, although, as I said, we will benefit on the improvements of the travel times between Cork and Dublin as well.